Put you in punt return too, which is something really new in college. Has that affected your overall performance? Just, you know, having to concentrate on something like that?
Not at all. I took on the role to be a punt returner, and I told him that I'm very well capable of doing that. So, I mean, at the end of the day, that's just another job for me, and I just have to continue getting better and just watching our starting punt returner Sproles and seeing the way he does things so that I can hopefully take his spot and do the same thing. So, I mean, I feel like he's the best punt returner in the game right now.
Having that injury last week or the week before the game and then coming back, are you at 100%?
I feel like I'm at 100%. I don't even feel my hamstring anymore. It's just really camp legs right now.
Did you play much in the slot or see the English theater?
Whenever we passed the ball, I was usually motioning out. But, I mean, I didn't really play slot.
Motion out of there.
Mm-hmm. I'm really just coming from my high school coach. He was a receiver background. He's always really taught me how to play wide out and stuff like that. So.
What's been the biggest adjustment going inside like that? Is it just working on your release and getting separation?
Just reading the coverages and knowing where to be. I mean, once you read the coverages, you just gotta beat those one-on-one situations. And that's what our coach talks about all the time. They shouldn't be able to hold us one-on-one.
Is that something that's kind of keeping you from playing as fast as you can in the slot, mostly when you motion outside, just processing the coverages and the play?
Oh yeah, it is definitely difficult because this is definitely a different level than in college. I mean, you're able to show a whole bunch of different coverages and they end up in a whole different coverage, mm-hmm. and they can rock it to the next level. So I mean, I'm just trying to continue getting better and progressing with my brain.
You're a speed guy.